Hello and welcome to the Digital Newsroom Science and Technology Podcast. I'm Claire Rigney.
I'm Whitney Turner.
I'm David Jones.
Today we're going to be talking about social media sites that offer video capability and kind of what that entails for their users as well as the companies that offer these services. So one of the stories that we wanted to bring up was popular this week. There was a man who broadcasts live on Facebook Live, him murdering a 74-year-old man. The murderer eventually went on the run. He was eventually caught by police, but it brought up another conversation about what sites like Facebook and other social media avenues should allow people to post using their video software and how they can kind of control the occasionally graphic content that shows up.
Facebook has said that in order for a video to be flagged as offensive, users actually have to flag it themselves for Facebook workers or employees to find it and take it down. So the reason why that video had stayed up for so long was because no one had flagged it as offensive for about 15 minutes or so. So I think that is a huge flaw that Facebook is facing with relying on users to report its content as offensive.
The way that social media is kind of operated has had quite an influence on society these days is quite unimaginable. I mean, you're seeing kids, you know, accidentally commit suicide live on the air. I mean, you seeing what it can do, the power of social media killed this old man. It wasn't just, you know, he broke up with his girlfriend left him and he wanted to go on a rampage like this. No, it was because it has such a powerful influence on how people perceive them, and the fact that he felt like he was trapped, you know, and he found this platform, you know, on Facebook Live just to commit this terrible crime. That's what led to all this unfolding.
Well, and for these, a lot of the problem lies in it has such a reach, but government and other organizations don't have a lot of control over it because they are private companies. So when you offer these services to potentially do video and people can do these kinds of things over video, like commit suicide or commit murder, where basically it's broadcast to the world, the whole world can watch it. Does Facebook or Instagram with their new video capabilities, do they have some stake and some responsibility in kind of controlling that or maybe like censoring it just to make sure that some audiences who may find it graphic or uncomfortable don't see it?
I agree. I think definitely it's on them. They have left up clips of shootings before saying that they've reviewed the video and it doesn't violate their company standards. And in my opinion, that's just unacceptable. I think they need to be vetting this more carefully. They don't know who is watching this content and it's shared so easily nowadays. I mean, it's very dangerous.
I mean, yeah, and I agree too. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, they're not looking for all the right things. I mean, you've got videos of scenes from war movies and, you know, people beating each other up, getting bullied and stuff like that. They look at this and it's like entertaining to them, but in actuality, they can't really distinguish between what's happening in real life and what's happening in fiction. So I think that definitely needs to be reviewed. But another source where they find the authority to allow this stuff to happen is because they gave us freedom of speech. Well, the people earned it, but at the same time, you know, they have to, you know, understand the difference between what's right to put up and what's wrong.
And one of the things that they're considering doing now in terms of like vetting and differentiating different kinds of content is doing AI, artificial intelligence, to potentially sift through all of these things. But the problem with AI is that it's a program, but it doesn't necessarily follow all of the kind of rules that people make about like what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. It follows its program. So there could potentially be a lot of videos that are still technically inappropriate, but are left up because they don't exactly fit the artificial intelligence's idea and their programmed idea of what should be taken down.
To recap, we think that social media should play a bigger role in vetting its content because it's so viral and it is a fine line between ethics and freedom of speech, and it's tricky. And in the future, they will have to continue to refine their process of how they're going to prevent these kinds of incidents in the future.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Digital Newsroom Science and Technology Podcast. I'm Claire Rigney.
I'm Whitney Turner.
And I'm David Jones.
All right. We'll see you guys next time.